call received from home care agency.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hello, Ms. Jasmine. My name is Kenneth Wilson. I just got out of a physical rehab, and before I went into the hospital, I had my right leg amputated. I had an aide working for me.
Okay.
And she's still here, but since I came out the hospital, she hasn't been paid.
Oh, wow.
Do I have to fill out another paper? Or I called down to my insurance company. They said everything's good. I called Social Security. They, not Social Security, but the welfare. They said everything's okay.
So it has nothing to do with your insurance. It has to do with the agency that's not paying her.
Okay, well, the agency says that my case isn't open, but I talked to the people down. Okay.
Let me check for you. I'm going to check for you, sir. Hold on one second.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Let's get you. Let's see what's going on and get you the help you need. Okay. What's your first and last name? You said Kenneth. What's the last name?
Wilson.
Mr. Wilson. And Kenneth is spelled K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
Yes. And my middle name and initial. Excuse me.
And your date of birth, sir? I don't need your
middle
name.
Okay. May 25th, 1962.
And what county do you reside in?
It's Delaware County. I'm in Chester.
One second, sir. I'm going to check this for you, okay?
Thank you.
It's going to populate if it's an insurance problem, and I'll let you know right away if it is. Give me one second.
Okay.
And if the insurance, you called the insurance and they told you that everything is good, then take their word for it, because they would know
better. Yeah, I know. I got Keystone First for my Medicaid,
right.
And I have Humana for my Medicare.
Okay.
But for some reason, my AIDS company, American Safety, says that the case is still closed, and I can't figure out how. I got my discharge papers
and
everything.
Kenneth, give me one second. I'm going to check right now for you. Please hold. Just give me one sec.
Oh, sure.
Is that a dream? It's not a dream. You have to be heard of one. Oh, wow. I've killed it. The same three faces. Every day, same vision. It's a collusion. But the other day, someday, I think you will be with that man. If you still think it's going to be perfect for you. He tries to stop me. I have no idea the torment and torture is giant. Oh, no, I just escaped. So I'm
All right, Mr. Kenneth, I'm seeing here that you have an active waiver, which covers your home care, and your Medicaid is up to date. It's definitely something to do with that agency you're with. So my suggestion to you is to start fresh with a new agency. Let's get you out of there so your caregiver can get paid on time, okay?
Okay, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
I see here an active care plan. There's nothing wrong with your Medicaid, and everything is the way it's supposed to be for you, sir. So that has nothing to do with your insurance. That's the agency that's not paying your worker, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Mr. Wilson, what's your home address, sir, so I can further assist you?
Okay. Sure. It's 1501 Arbor Drive, apartment 404, Chester, PA, 19013.
And a good number to reach you is this one on my call ID, the 484-477-8302?
Yes.
Would you like to list the secondary number?
My home number, that's 484-480-5776.
Got it. And who's your caregiver? What's their name and phone number?
Her name is Miss Virginia.
Miss Regina?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, like the state. Got it.
Yeah. What's your phone number, Virginia?
What is?
Okay, 610-543-9044. And that American Safety or your phone number?
That American Safety.
She gave you the number to her agency.
I don't need the number to the agency. I need her number because we're going to send her a hiring application so we could get her out of that agency that's not paying her.
Yeah, well, she's working here to help me free now, but
right.
She wants to stay with that company. You don't want to leave that company, do you?
I've been working with a company almost 5 years.
She's been with the company for almost 7 years,
and
this is the first time this has happened.
And it's okay. She can work for multiple agencies. Tell you what, Mr. Wilson, if she wants to continue to work with that agency, she can. I can find a female aide for you, okay?
Okay, but I don't want Miss Virginia to lose that because she's helping me. And while she's here, she's just keeping track of all of her time because we told her supervisor and her boss. So, she was wondering if it's at all possible for you to tell them that everything's okay with my paperwork.
No, I cannot do that because I don't work with that agency. I work with Family First Care. It's a different home care agency that does the same thing.
Okay.
And I can hire you. I can hire her and meet her rate so that she doesn't continue to have issues with payroll. And she could work with multiple agencies. Now, if she does not want to do that, that's okay because I can assign another agent to you. Until we finally take over, you can still work with Virginia, okay?
Okay.
All right.
We can talk. We'll talk about it when you call me.
All right.
Okay?
I'll be following up with you. I'll be following up with you, sir, okay? My name is Jasmine with Family First Care, okay? I'm going to further assist you. I'm going to submit a referral so we could get you the help you need, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, sir. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.